This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It can be such a shame when a relationship goes downhill, don't you think? When what we all thought was a match made in heaven crumbles before our very eyes. Lest you think we've turned the broadcast over to the editors of Us Weekly, I'm talking here, people, about Apple and Google. A couple of months ago, Apple said it's going to boot Google Maps when its new operating system comes out later this year. As of last night, we found out YouTube is going to be disappeared from iPods and iPads and iPhones as well. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has the latest on high-tech's biggest breakup.
Not too long ago, Apple and Google were sweethearts. There was Apple, so sleek, stylish, and popular. And Google, wow, does she have some brains on her. She knows everything on the web, and she's got Maps and YouTube. Eric Goldman is the director of the High-Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. He says it was a classic case of opposites attract.
Apple coming out of a hardware manufacturing environment, Google coming out of content, and for a long time they were complementary.
Sarah Rotman Epps is an analyst at Forrester Research, and she says, like so many relationships, it was an affair that broke them up. In this case, Google acquired Android, a mobile operating system, and it now runs on more than half the smartphones in the world. Epps says from Apple's perspective,
I woke up and I don't even recognize you anymore. You know, the relationship that we used to have is no longer what we thought it was.
Google makes money by being on Apple. By some estimates, about 40% of Google's mobile revenues will come from Apple this year. And to add insult to injury, some of that money, presumably, goes to funding Android. So that raises a question. Now that Apple has kicked Google Maps and YouTube off its mobile operating system, is Google Search next? Carolina Milanese is an analyst at Gartner. She says, probably not.
I think at the end of the day, it's all about making sure that they don't upset their users.
Because right now, consumers love Google Search. And divorce aside, you have to do what's right for the kids. Right? I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.